Rav Chatam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, about 200 years ago, so he writes in his Drashot Chatam Sofer as follows. Says, Al Pi HaSecher, Ein Ra'ui Levakesh Ma'achodesh Baruch Hu Lehatziach Kelapi Ma'ala. Says that, really, logically speaking, a person should not be allowed to be chlal to pray to Hashem. Because you are causing extra tircha, extra burden, Kelapi Ma'ala, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned. What's your business to get involved, to change the direction or the decisions that Hashem has made regarding how to run His word? So who are you to discuss such a thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, Al Pi Sechel, he says, it doesn't make sense that a person bichlal should be allowed to pray to Hashem regarding any personal needs that what he has, any changes in the decrees. He says, what? You want to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's the best? You want to tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what your needs are? Adam huleit nachem, and is Hashem like a man that he should change his mind? That you by pressing Hashem and pressuring God, you're going to be able to make God, as if to say, change his mind. So therefore, really, it should have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to our sechel, we should not be allowed to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Lule Hashem Chafetz Umitavel Tefilatenu, Vehu Rotze Bekach. So it's only the only reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires such a thing, and he is Mitavel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betefilatan Shel Tzadikim. Other than that, so he writes again, the Rashot Chatam Sofer writes as follows. He says, other than that, you would not be allowed. So Mehai Taim Otziva Torah Ala Tefila. That's exactly the reason why we have such a mitzvah of ulovdu bechol lebav chemezu avoda shevaleva beomer zu tefila. The Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit that ulovdu bechol lebav chem, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. What does it mean with all of your heart? Beomer zu tefila. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should command us to pray to Him? Yes. Otherwise, it says Havamina would be logical explanation would be your first thought would be the asur lo leitpalel ulevakesh leshano retzon Hashem yitbarach. That would be, says Chatam Sofer, would be absolutely prohibited for a person to pray that Hashem change your mind, please, in your decisions. So therefore, ba hatzivu al ze lirvo sheye mitzvah leitpalel. That just the opposite of what would be logical. That is not only not an avera, is a mitzvah leitpalel. This is your hishtadlut, your involvement. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires such a thing. It's not prohibited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires it. So this is a major, major nekuda. But why should it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come as if to say to change his mind? Number one, it is not so. One answer is given that through the process of tefillah, I am not the original individual that the decree was made upon. So therefore the person named, let's say Yitzchak, it's not the original Yitzchak. It changed in the process of tefillah, in the process of ulovdu b'chol levavchem. That a person is willing to shinui ma'aseh through tefillah, change his action, and therefore the decree was on the original man. So he here. And therefore the decree doesn't apply. That's one answer.